Hello， 大家好，我是 Jody， 欢迎收听可可听歌学英语。最近看香港导演彭浩翔的新片《春娇与志明》时，发现了一个好声音，迫不及待地想要推荐给大家。她就是有着动听歌喉的华人女歌手曲婉婷。影片最后，志明在火车站喊春娇的时候，想起了这个干净的声音，由曲婉婷所演唱的《Janet》送给大家。
When minutes become hours, when days become years, and I don't know where you are, colors seem so dull without you. Have we lost our minds? What have we done?Doesn't seem to matter anymore. When you kissed me on the street, I kissed you back. You held me in your arms, I held you in mine. You picked me up to lay me down. When I look into your eyes, I can hear you cry.In your love, I'm no longer able to hold it back. Is it too late to ask for love? Is it wrong to feel right?When the world is winding down, thoughts of you linger around. Have we lost our minds? What have we done? But it all doesn't seem to matter anymore. When you kiss me,I kiss you back. You held me in your arms. I held you in mine. You picked me up to lay me down. When I look into your eyes, I can hear you cry for a little bit more of you. And I am drenched in your love. I'm no longer able to.When you kiss me on the street, I kiss you back. You held me in your arms, I held you in mine. You pick me up to lay me down. When I look into your eyes, I can hear you cry for a little bit more of you. And I am drenched in your love.I'm no longer able to hold it back.
这个温暖干净的声音来自哈尔滨女孩曲婉婷。他是加拿大顶尖音乐公司 Network 成立26年以来签约的第一个华人女歌手。他的歌声有一种绕进人心底的慵懒和恬静。由他创作的《我的歌声里》等三首歌曲被奔驰公司选中，在世界各地播放。就连国内著名音乐人张亚东都曾在送他的唱片上这样留言。 To 婉婷，写好歌温暖我们，亚东。好了，接下来呢，我们一同来看一看这首歌当中出现的几个新词儿。第一个就是 junk it， 湿透的，充满的。For example, some are built around some junked harbor, fringed by palm trees。一些因阳光普照的港口而建，四周环绕着棕榈树。那其实这个形容词它的原型就是 drenched， 它作为动词的话就是表示使湿透，使充满，使弥漫。 For example, a heavy rain drenched the travelers， 一阵大雨把游客都淋得湿透了。再来看一个例子， The trees were drenched with sunlight，树林沐浴在阳光之下。那其实呢，这样子它还可以作为还可以作为名词。作为名词的话，它就是表示滂沱大雨或者是静夜。 For example, he met a drenched rain， 他遇上了一场倾盆大雨。再来我们看一个歌词当中出现的一个词组 wind down。那 wind down 它有好几个意思，第一个意思就是表示摇下车窗的。 For example, There is something wrong with this window, I can't wind it down， 这个窗子出了毛病，摇不下来。第二个意思就是表示疲劳或紧张后放松一下。 For example, You will be able to wind down after this examination. You will be able to wind down after this examination.这次考试后呢，你可以松弛一下了。那第三个意思就是表示趋于尾声，逐步结束业务或活动的，直至停止。 For example, We shouldn't wind down our business in Shanghai， 我们不该逐渐结束在上海的生意的。好了，这样一份干净温暖的好声音送给大家，希望大家有一份明媚的好心情。我是 Jody， 我们下次再会，拜拜。No longer able to hold it back.